Blog Talk Radio.
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 7.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, I am Glovina Williams. I want to thank you for joining the Dr. Glovina Show today. I'm happy to see so many of you that have already called in, logged in, and it's a pleasure. It's such a pleasure to be with you today. And, you know, part of the Dr. Glovina Show is to inform and educate, inspire, and I just like to help and assist in any way that I can get your, thank you so much, Marie, so that I can get your day going, your week going, just to motivate you and perhaps just give you a couple of nuggets that can help to assist you in wherever you are in life right now. You notice today the podcast is entitled Reset the C Note. And you know, the C note actually is the Roman numeral for 100. And I just thought that that would be a good way to entitle our podcast today, this episode, because I want us to reset in our finances. I really believe that as individuals, as families, even as organizations, even as charitable organizations, that we need to learn and abide by some principles that will help us to further whatever legacy has been placed in our life, the legacy that will be able to live on, not with just us, but with our future generations. It's important, and you're never too young, nor are you ever too old to start. Nor, let me put it this way, you're never too mature to start on furthering your legacy. And today, in this episode, you know, we've talked about tithing, we've talked about offerings, we've talked about the importance of wanting to be blessed so that we can share. Sometimes wanting to be blessed can appear to be a bit selfish because it's almost like I alone want to have more. I want to have more so that I can share. I want to have more so that I am enabled to share. But this takes often a level of discipline. It takes discipline often to be able to do this. Sometimes, let's face it, we do have a season of a rush. I'll use that term, a rush of cash. We may have a season of a rush of cash, but sometimes those seasons are a little bit slower and they're not rush. So this is where our savings comes into play. Savings keeps your money flowing. Savings keeps cash on hand. Savings also gives us an opportunity to not fall under the radar or fall under a certain level of finances when emergencies come. And also another thing that savings can do, it can help you to build upon what you have already saved. Savings, it empowers us. It gives us choices. Also, in order to do this, my beloved, we have to have the discipline of delayed gratification. That means maybe some modest spending until the wealth is built. The wealth is built to the point where we want it to be. So I just want to chat a little bit today. I want to share with us a little bit today about investing. Yeah, we've talked about savings. As I mentioned, we've talked about tithing. And today I want us to focus just a tad bit on the reset for investments. We're going to reset for investments today. And I hope that something today will be said that will just be a blessing to you and put something you can put in your toolbox. Listen at this. I said investment, investment, investment. The reset for the C note. The reset for the money. You know, we really need to look at, and I would want us to look at, how can we actually invest for the future for our generations? How do rich people, remain rich, but yet they spend so much money? Have you ever thought about that? How do wealthy people remain wealthy and rich, but yet they spend such large amounts of money? You may say because they have all the money or they have a large amount of money, but how do they maintain it? Here's an example, and I heard this example from Dr. Cindy Trim. Have you noticed Have you noticed that some people, no matter how much they eat of food, they never gain weight? It seems like they can eat anything, and you wonder to yourself, where is it going? They don't seem to gain any weight. It is because their metabolism burns at a faster rate. So these thin people probably will never have to deal with an overweight problem or obesity. I actually have a sister, my youngest blood sister, she has that type of a metabolism. She is just naturally thin. I'm serious. She's just naturally thin. So thin people, their DNA, the metabolism just, it burns up the food faster. And I know most of us kind of wish we had that type of metabolism. Some of us do, as I mentioned, and some of us don't. But this is the analogy that I want to make. It is the same thing. Rich people have money, and money keeps coming in, and they seem to remain rich. Could it be that their investments are keeping them in that bracket or even above that bracket? Because it comes from strategic investments. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to multiply your funds. I said a reset of the C note. You want to be able to multiply your funds. That's the secret of the wealth. The wealthy, and that is the secret of the rich, is that they know how to multiply their funds. And I want us to be able to do that. You know, the rich, the Bible says in Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 7th verse, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. The rich. The secret is that they multiply their funds, they multiply their money by investing it. In other words, even those that invest money, even when they're sleeping, their money is making money. We want to look at the reset of the C note, and C actually is the Roman numeral for 100. I just chose that 100. Here's another key. We can never love money. We have to know how to manage it, how to invest it. But we're going to keep our life free from the love of money. Always remembering that the most important thing is that God will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. Often, we'll drop out the word love and we'll just say money is the root of all evil. But that's, in a way, a misquote. It is the love of money. Our main thing is to know that God will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we don't fall in love with money, but we use it so that we can do what? Share and be a blessing to others. Because Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "And my God shall supply every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Invest, invest, invest. So let's talk about that for a moment, okay? Let's start with this. First of all, learn all you can about financial management. Learn investment strategies. You may say, I don't know if this podcast is relevant for me. Yes, it is, because we're going to reset the C note. We're going to reset the finances that God has already blessed us with. We're going to begin to build wealth, but we build it as an informed investor. You want to be a savvy investor. Yeah. You want to be able to multiply. Remember, we use the analogy initially, like comparing it to a thin person that just eats, 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 and they never seem to gain any weight. Their metabolism is set at a different rate. It burns up the food, the calories, faster. Let it be like that with us. We're going to have that DNA where we will begin to multiply our funds. We're going to do it in the reverse. How about that? The secret of the wealthy is that they know how to multiply their funds. They know how to multiply their financial resources. We want to build wealth, but we have to be an informed investor. We have to become savvy with our investments. Now, first thing we invest in is knowledge on how to invest. Yeah. This is going to pay you the best investment. Investing in how to be a better investor, investing in knowledge on how to invest is going to make you a better investor, and it's going to pay a larger interest. Invest in yourself. That's what I'm saying. You know, Warren Buffett, he is what? He's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. He's known as the Oracle of Omaha, Nebraska. This man, Warren Buffett, he began to invest when he was 11 years old. This means that some of us, maybe we're past that age. However, we can begin, once we obtain knowledge and become informed, we can pass this on to future generations. This man began to invest when he was 11 years old. He first invested in a business when he was 13. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that he did it, he began to buy undervalued companies. This man is worth $44 billion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. And he didn't change a lot. I'm just using Mr. Warren Buffett as an example, a very good example. He didn't change a lot. As he began to become wealthy, he didn't make a lot of changes in his lifestyle. He still lived in a house that he paid $31,000 for in 1958. Here's another key. He's a learner. He's a reader. Yeah. Yeah. That is a key to success, to begin to enrich your mind. That's a key to success. Listen, I want to share something with you. Still looking at Mr. Warren Buffett. This man, he reads 6 newspapers a day. When I was in elementary school, and I went to Haynes Elementary School in Chicago, Illinois, and it was located in Chinatown. Yeah. They taught us that readers are leaders. And you see how that stuck with me over the years. Readers are leaders. You must become a reader, even if you only read 15, 30 minutes a day. It can be you can read from the Bible. You can read from whatever subject that you want to become an expert. If you begin to read about it, you'll be able to share your knowledge. So in order for us to reset the C note, in order for us to reset our financial and get more stable and provide more stability for future generations, it's going to take some reading. This man reads 6 newspapers a day. He reads the Wall Street Journal. He reads the Financial Times, the New York Times. He reads the U.S. Today. He reads the American Banker, and he reads his local newspaper, the Omaha World Herald. He's a reader. I'm talking about someone who is a billionaire, a multi-billionaire. You may not be striving to be a billionaire. You may be striving to become a millionaire. Why? So that you will be able to share at a greater level. The Bible even tells us to owe no one anything, Romans 13:8, except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. I can remember, many of you know, that I lived 10 years abroad in Naples, Italy, and Sardinia, Italy. However, listen to this. I met a woman there, and we were talking once, and she was just talking about some bill that she owed, someone that she owed. I was talking to another American. Actually, her name's Frida. And she said to me, yeah, I've got to pay this loan because, she said, my father taught me to owe no one anything but love. And have you noticed when someone says something of great value, it seems to stick? That stuck with me. Oh, no one. She said her father taught her this, her natural father. Oh, no one anything but love. And she took this to heart, that she would always pay her bills. And I found that in the Bible, Romans 13:8, it says, owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. And that's one of the keys, that we pay our bills, that we owe no one. And when you owe someone, be courteous enough, mannerable enough, kind enough to call and let them know. Even if you're late with it, stay in touch with them, because this is another level of integrity that builds trust. I'll share a personal story with you. We're still talking about reset the C note. We're still talking about investments. And we also said that we're to owe no one. Listen at this. I can remember when I was a very young woman, I borrowed a C note, $100, from my best friend. And guess what? When payday came around, I had so many bills, I couldn't even afford to begin to pay back the loan. At least I felt that way. But my friend loved me so much that she called me. And she said, Glovina, she said, if you're not able to pay back the $100, she said, do you think you could pay me $10 a week? Are you listening to that? It wasn't about the $100. It was about my integrity, that she wanted to help me, that she wanted to ensure that I stayed what? As an honorable young woman. She taught me a valuable lesson. We were the same age, but her wisdom exceeded mine, especially in that area. And I never forgot that. So if you owe someone, I think the point of the story, call and make arrangements. Even your bills, whatever it is you owe, call and be woman or man enough to talk about it and work out some kind of way of payment. Investments. You want to be able to be a learner, a lifelong learner, and learn about investments, learn about the trends that are going on in the world. That was another story. You know, one Christmas, rather than buying my grandkids a pair of sneakers or some other material thing, I decided to buy them one stock. Yeah, one stock in something that they were interested in. And I had two of my grandkids that often, I mean, I'm going to say maybe every year, but at least they loved going to Disney World. So I brought them a stock in Disney World. We have to know the trends. If you find that there's something that you really like or something that someone in your generation really likes and you think about giving them something for a gift or something, have you ever thought about maybe getting something that they can invest in? Learn all you can about investments. Be savvy so that we can learn how to manage our finances and even invest in strategies. That may mean taking a course, reading a book, watching something online that talks about investments. We're talking about resetting the C note. Yeah, we're talking about wanting to be blessed, wanting to have more so that we can share more. You're not being selfish. You're not wasting your time as you begin to build wealth. Yeah, study. Study the examples of people who you have seen build wealth. Look at their lifestyle. Even look at their parenting style. You know, if you know someone that has, I'm getting really excited and enthusiastic about this because I know what it can do for us. Maybe a person that you admire that you have noticed they've been able to build wealth, whatever level their wealth is, take them to lunch and ask them those questions. I want you also not only to study the example of people who have built wealth, keep an eye on financial trends. If you keep an eye on where the finances are going, sometimes they say follow the money, huh? What can happen is that you'll begin to see the trends, and this will make your investments wiser. And then read, R-E-A-D, read. Remember I said they taught us in elementary school at a little school called Haynes Elementary located in Chinatown in Chicago, Illinois. Readers are leaders. And anyone that knows me, you know that I love to read because someone instilled that in me. Read. Read the Wall Street Journal. Read the Forbes magazine. Read Business Week. Don't shy away from those things. Read those things so that we can become aware of the financial trends and we can keep our eyes on them. And then, you know, study some of the examples of what has been going on in history. Look at the long-term plans to build wealth. Yeah, because true prosperity, my beloved, I'm talking about true prosperity, it's going to begin in our minds, in our thought patterns. It's going to begin to come from how we see ourselves. Able to give, able to receive, because in order to give at some level, you have to receive, even if you're receiving a return on your investments. Remember, the rich rule over the poor, and we don't want to become wealthy so that we can rule over others, but we want to become wealthy so that we can share. Because we're going to bear in mind, according to the Holy Scripture, Proverbs 22:7, the borrower is the slave to the lender. I was talking to someone the other day and I shared with them, you know, when my children were still at home, I tried to instill in them, become allergic to rent. Doesn't that sound odd? Because someone taught me that. Become allergic to rent. In other words, if you're not already a homeowner, begin to take steps toward owning your own home. And home means condo. You know, it could mean a co-op. but begin to take those steps, whatever it takes. And that may take reading. That may take taking someone out to lunch and talking to them about this. How did you go about doing that? Yeah. Be allergic to rent. At some point, say, I'm going to own my own home, and then you'll begin. That's another investment. That is another way of accumulating wealth so that we can be a blessing. Remember, according to 1 Timothy 6 and 10, we're not talking about loving money, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. So we're not loving money. We are asking God to bless us so that we can share. Yeah. Wow. Resetting the C note. And always believing, if you can, begin to step out on faith. Those of you that are not tithers, giving to your local church or giving to a charitable organization that you believe in, giving where you're receiving water from the well. You're growing from this well. You're being nourished from this well. Tithe. Give offerings. Yes. Because this giving is not always about money. It is about faith. It is about believing. It is about believing that God can bless you with the 90% and he can teach you how to manage that. Financial management. Yes. Wow, here's some real practical ways that we can manage our money. The first thing you do is you tithe. The second thing you do is that you save. Begin to save even if you start at saving 3% of what you earn or what comes in. 5%, 10%, but save. Tithe and save. The next thing you do is you pay your rent, your mortgage. Yes. You pay your car note. Yes. Yeah. You pay your bills, you pay your utilities, then you buy your food because you can always manage in the food area. You can learn how to improvise in preparing your meals. That's where the delayed gratification may come in. That's where you may not be able to order out every day or be so just stop and grab something to eat. But factoring in preparing your meals. We're talking about a reset, my beloveds. We're talking about a reset of the way that we're living our lives. I know that God will bless us. I know that God will put his anointing, his supernatural ability upon resetting the C note, resetting the way that we look at money. Yeah. You know, being able to say, yeah, I'm financially savvy. I'm a financially savvy woman or man. I invest in real estate. Yeah, we'll be able to say that. I'm a tither and I'm a giver of offerings. I give to others and I give to my family. I invest in stocks and bonds. Yeah. I've saved over so many years. These are things that we'll be able to say. We'll be able to say that I have received knowledge on this from the Bible, from others, from seminars and conferences, from my personal experience. You can say, I have learned to save and invest. I've learned it from my parents. I've learned it from other relatives. I've learned it from training. I've learned it from hard knocks. How about that? Stay abreast of financial trends. And I want you to get a subscription, even if it's online, on some type of financial management publication. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the fruit of all your produce. Then your barns, the word says, will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Malachi 3 and 10. Bring your tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, the Lord says, if I will not open the windows of heaven, pour out blessings upon you that you won't have room enough to receive. Today, in this podcast, let's reset the C note. I want you to know that I love you, and I want you to know that God loves you so much more. And God's not mad at you. God loves you. May you be blessed. May this be a reset for finances, coming into line so that we can share in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.